Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Dean Anne Scantlebury, history graduate and current MPhil student in history of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, June 6, 1922, the Barbados Agricultural Reporter informed its readership that yet another Obeah case had been heard in the law courts. According to the publication, Joseph Ford of Rockland, St. Michael, was charged with obtaining a large sum of money from James Watson and his wife by means of false pretenses. Seeking relief for their son, who was reportedly afflicted with temporary fits of insanity, the Codrington Hill St. Michael couple engaged the services of Ford, who claimed to be the servant of an old father priest. Just 2 weeks earlier, another similar case was also reported in the May 22nd edition of the Barbados Agricultural Reporter. Entitled Lucrative Obeah, the article detailed how Crispin Blackman, a respectably dressed man of property and a reputed possessor of supernatural wisdom and power, was charged with fraud. Crispin Blackman, who also sang bass in the choir of the St. Matthias Anglican Church, had received a heifer valued at $65 for treating Bedelia Chase's foot ulcer. Viewed in a wider context, these court cases highlight several features of early 20th century Barbadian society. Obeah served as a source of healing for some Barbadians, and its continued use may have reflected the challenges faced by the colony's healthcare system and the influence of African-derived healing traditions. At the same time, these accounts reveal tensions between such traditions and the colonial law. Under the 1897 Vagrancy Act, it was illegal to practice Obeah, and those convicted could be fined or imprisoned. Despite these deterrents, such reports also indicate that African-derived healing and spiritual traditions persisted even under colonial suppression. Additionally, the case of Crispin Blackman also suggests that the practice of Obeah was not confined to any single social group in Barbados. Further support for this interpretation is evident in the 1818 Anti-Obeah Law, which, unlike earlier legislation, applied to both free and enslaved Barbadians. Restrictions on the practice of Obeah remained on the statute books for decades after these cases, until the Minor Offences Act was passed in 1998. Its passage marked an important milestone in this island's legal and cultural history, as the practice of Obeah was no longer prohibited by law for the first time in almost 200 years.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.